J. Thomas and the Cantaloupes performing at the Seattle Art Museum in the Art of Jazz series. J. Thomas on tenor saxophone with Dan Marcus on trombone, Michael von Bibber on trumpet, and John Hansen was the pianist, Michael Glenn bass, and Adam Kessler on drums. Fats Waller's great tune, Jitterbug Waltz. That's from a new CD by the J. Thomas Group, Live at Sam, the Art of Jazz. Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. And today we're going to be listening to some groups that are playing in Seattle over the course of the next week, and some who are in town tonight. John Pizzarelli has been performing at Demetrio's Jazz Alley this week. Wonderful entertainer and very musical guy, and funny guy too. Great to be around. There's a new album that is due out in September of John Pizzarelli playing music from Paul McCartney's catalog. And the idea came about from Sir Paul himself when he wrote to John Pizzarelli. He said he had in mind an album of lesser-known tunes done in a mellow jazz style. He says, and if it gets some traction, maybe the album could be titled Midnight McCartney. As I said, this may tickle your fancy, or you may decide these are the ramblings of a deranged composer with too much time on his hands. Well, the idea did have some traction. John Pizzarelli has done the album, and this is a bunch of tunes by Paul McCartney that you probably have not heard before. Interesting about this one, it's called Warm and Beautiful, and he says, it set itself up to be harmonized so that it sounds like a typical wonderful ballad from the Great American Songbook. If you played it in a club, you could say that came out in 1952, and it'd be totally believable, John Pizzarelli says. Here is John on guitar and doing the vocal in this tune by Sir Paul McCartney, and it's called Warm and Beautiful.
A love so warm and beautiful stands when time itself is falling. A love so warm and beautiful never fades away. When your world is touched by sadness, to each his own is wonderful. Love will never die. Sunlight's morning glory tells the story. A love so warm
Thank you.
That was Barney McClure featured on organ with the Central Washington University Jazz Band conducted by Chris Bruglia, and a great composition by Pete Chrislieb and Joe Roccasano called Hookin' It, and that featured Orrin Evans on alto sax, and the pianist was Drew Medak, and Barney McClure on the Hammond B3 organ in Hookin' It from the CD Show Me, led by Barney McClure, featuring the Central Washington University Jazz Band. Great band. Before that, we heard a sample of a new album by John Pizzarelli, which won't be out until September, but you heard it here first. It's called Midnight McCartney, and it's a collection of some of the later songs of Paul McCartney that were written post-Beatles, and many of them not so well known, but done in a fresh style here by John Pizzarelli. That one called Warm and Beautiful. John Pizzarelli, vocal and guitar, and he's playing currently at Demetrio's Jazz Alley, concluding his run tonight. You're listening to Jazz Northwest, our Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. Thanks for joining us here. My name's Jim Wilkie. Let's take a look at some events going on jazz-wise around the area. John Pizzarelli, as we mentioned, is playing at Jazz Alley for the final time tonight in his current engagement. Trombonist Jiggs Wiggum, who's been at Jazzport Townsend this past week, is going to be at Tula's tonight with a special quartet. And there are jam sessions at various locations, including the Couth Buzzard this afternoon on Greenwood, the Angry Beaver later this evening, also on Greenwood, Cafe Racer over in the Ravenna area, and Daryl's Tavern up in Shoreline, and Sugar in Renton all have jam sessions going on tonight. Coming up on Monday evening, the Northwest debut of Michael Waldrop's big band in the Northwest edition. He has a new CD with a different band, but they'll be doing the same arrangements. Michael Waldrop, big band, good band on Monday night, great arrangements. Keb Moe is going to be at Jazz Alley, always a popular entertainer. He'll be there Monday and Tuesday nights. And Nearly Dan will be in on Wednesday night at Jazz Alley. Earshot presents a group called Action Figure, playing music inspired by Ornette Coleman, Henry Threadgill, and Eric Dolphy. That'll be at the Chapel on Thursday night. And also on Thursday night, Pancho Sanchez opens a run at Jazz Alley that'll carry him and his band through Sunday. Friday's always a good bet for Phil Sparks Trio, a rotating group of musicians led by bass player Phil Sparks at the Latona for Happy Hour, starting at 5 on Fridays. Stephanie Porter will be at Tula's on Friday night, and the Bolden Project, Emboldened, is playing at the Theater off Jackson Fridays through Sundays, inspired by the music of the trumpet great and early jazz musician, one of the founders of the music, Buddy Bolden. And Saturday night, Greta will be performing with her group, Greta Matassa, at Tula's. That's just a glimpse of some of the highlights coming up in the next week around the area for live jazz. You'll find more listings on the KPLU Jazz Calendar, as well as a very complete calendar at earshot.org. And often daily updates can be found at seattlejazzscene.com. How about some music from Jiggs Wiggum, the trombonist? Jiggs has been a regular at Jazzport Townsend for many, many years. As a matter of fact, the recording that we're going to be listening to was made in Port Townsend 26 years ago. Jiggs is on trombone. Bud Shank, the late alto saxophonist and former leader of the jazz workshop at Port Townsend, is on alto here. John Clayton, his successor, on bass. George Cables, the perennial, is on piano, as is Jeff Hamilton on drums, also a perennial. This is a tune that comes out of the Basie band, Small Groups. This is a tune that was written by Harry Edison and Count Basie. It often featured Lester Young on tenor saxophone. Here it's played by this all-star group led by trombonist Jiggs Wiggum, who's going to be playing tonight at Tula's. This is called Pound Cake.
Thank you.
recorded live at Jazzport Townsend 26 years ago. That was Jigs Wiggum on trombone from the album The Jigs Up, with the late Bud Shank on alto sax, John Clayton on bass, George Cables piano, Jeff Hamilton on drums, and an old tune by Harry Edison and Count Basie called Pound Cake, from the album The Jigs Up. Jigs Wiggum and friends are playing tonight at Tula's. Jigs Wiggum, always one of the regulars at Centrum's Jazzport Townsend, dropping into Seattle for one more gig tonight. We've had a great time this past week at Jazzport Townsend. We'll have some music from the festival coming up in future broadcasts here on Jazz Northwest. Next week on Jazz Northwest, we're going to be listening to a concert by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, the last concert of the current season, which featured the music of Charles Mingus. Very exciting concert. I know you're going to enjoy it. Be sure to be with us next Sunday afternoon for that, or catch it later on the KPLU website. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. Next, we're going to be listening to the Michael Waldrop Big Band from a new album titled Time Within Itself. Michael Waldrop is going to be introducing a Northwest edition of this band, performing at Tula's on Monday night and celebrating the release of this new CD, Time Within Itself. This recording was made in Dallas, Texas, with some cohorts. A word about Michael Waldrop. He's a longtime teacher at Eastern Washington University, but he's played in New York and Chicago before engaging an academic career. He earned his master's degree at the University of Memphis and doctorate at the University of North Texas, where he played drums in the 1 o'clock lab band. The arrangements for the album done by Jack Cooper, and Michael Waldrop is on drums, and this is his composition, the title tune from the album, Time Within Itself. Michael Waldrop, Big Band. It's an instrumental bonus track from an album by Nearly Dan, Alive in the U.S. The tune, one titled Maxine, and featuring some of the great instrumentalists from the band. Saxophonist Rich Cole and Jack Klitzman are in this band, as is the trumpet player Andy Omdahl. They are going to be playing on Wednesday at Demetrio's Jazz Alley, a one-nighter, Nearly Dan. And before that, we were listening to the Michael Waldrop Big Band, the Dallas version of the band from the album Time Within Itself. We heard the title tune. Steve Snyder was the pianist, Will Campbell on alto sax, Michael Waldrop the leader on drums. And that was his composition and a Jack Cooper arrangement. Michael Waldrop Big Band Northwest Edition is going to be making its Northwest debut at Tula's on Monday night. Some nice arrangements here in this album. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. We'll conclude today's program with some music from Greta Matassa's album of several years ago with Mimi Fox on guitar. And we'll also hear a new one from Bobby Medina's new album with the Cosmopolitan Pops Orchestra, Between Worlds. First, here's Mimi Fox on guitar, Greta Matassa doing the vocal with Mark Ivester, Clipper Anderson, Randy Halberstadt, and Larry Barlow, and The West Coast Blues by Wes Montgomery.
I got a baby on the East Coast. I got a kid going on the West Coast. Suitcase full of sorrow. I'm so tired of paying traveling dues. Lonely in the evening. No good baby leaving. Anyone else could make me happy like my little darling. One of these days I'm gonna pack my things and go way back home where I can see my baby. I got the blues. I got a baby on the East Coast, a gig going on the West Coast, suitcase full of sorrow. I'm so tired of paying traveling dues, lonely in the evening. No good make me leaving. Anyone else could make me happy like my little darling. One of these days I'm gonna pack my things and go way back home where I can see my baby. Coast. I got the blues. I can see my baby on the East Coast. got the blues.
Concluding our Jazz Northwest today, that was Bobby Medina and the Cosmopolitan Pops Orchestra from the album Between Worlds, featuring Bobby Medina on trumpet, Eric Verlinde piano, Bill Anthony on trombone, and Junior Medina on timbale. Bopticos, the name of that composition and arrangement by Eric Verlinde. Before that, we were listening to Mimi Fox on guitar, Greta Matassa doing the vocal on the song West Coast Blues by Wes Montgomery, recorded on that beautiful patio that was Bake's Place at one time. I'm Jim Wilkie. Thanks for joining us here today on Jazz Northwest. We'll be back again next weekend at the same time with the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra playing music of Charles Mingus. You're listening to KPLU Tacoma, Seattle at 88.5, KPLI Olympia at 90.1, KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria 89.3, KPLK Cedro Woolley 88.9, and streaming worldwide at kplu.org, a community service of PLU, Pacific Lutheran University.